Coach Scott Peepers of Avon Lake now joins us here at the head table as we continue along. Again, great to be here at the Brew Kettle tonight. And Scott, let's talk about Shoreman Wrestling. Just your thoughts on this season, this upcoming season, and give us a sense of how you feel it will unfold for Avon Lake.
Well, you know, Avon Lake, we've come a long way. We started out 4 years ago with two kids, and started 13 freshmen out of 14 weight classes, and over the last couple of years, we've only had three seniors. This year, we actually have eight seniors on our team. So it's a good year for us, to be honest. We have some leadership this year. We have some numbers. We have some older kids this year. So we feel pretty good about this year. You know, Olmsted Falls is the perennial program in the Southwestern Conference. There's no doubt about that. And we're just trying to catch them. That's what we're doing at this point, you know.
But to see where this program was, and as you now describe it, eight seniors, how rewarding is that? Just personally rewarding for you and the wrestling program overall?
Yeah, you know, we have some really good coaches, Marcus Effner, John Kobos. We hired a new young kid, Ryan Pischel, out of Holy Name and wrestled with John Carroll this year. I think, you know, our program is going in that direction. We started out with few. We're getting kids to buy in. We're still a long way off, to be honest. But we have a start. And just having a bunch of seniors this year with some leadership, and it's going to bring us a long way. And having great coaches like we have in our staff, I think that just promotes the sport in our school. And they're seeing that our kids are having some fun. So we're starting to get more numbers. I think this year we're going to have about 32 to 35 kids. So we feel really good about that.
Yeah, I was going to say the as far as like the kids getting older, it doesn't always necessarily mean that the team's gotten better. But with Avon Lake, I remember a couple season previews where I didn't have a district qualifier to pencil in for them. They've got four district qualifiers coming back. I think you had three guys who were district alternates, a couple sectional placers. You got a nice core to work with going into this season.
Yeah, we do. We really do. Last year we had five district qualifiers. We had Alec Negron. He was a conference champ last year as a sophomore at 120. He was a district qualifier. We had another sophomore that was a conference placer last year. He was a district qualifier. So even in some, we have some young kids that are doing well. Evan Spensley, he was a sophomore last year. He was a district qualifier. Chris Stepik, he's a senior this year. He was a district qualifier. And Max Whitman, our heavyweight, who was a junior last year and is a senior this year. But he was a district qualifier. Mm-hmm. And a couple of those kids weren't too far from not making it to state. We had Negron. He got DQ'd coming through the back door. He was just one match away from going. And Abood Salem, who we're not sure where he's going to be this year, probably 160. He was at 152 last year. He was real close, too. And so we did not have a state qualifier last year, but we have our fingers crossed this year that we may get one or two.
Well, and Negron is the one that kind of, I think I did a feature on him midseason last year.
That's right.
He impressed the heck out of me. I saw him wrestle a couple of times. He definitely, I think, has state qualifier, probably state placer potential. Is that what you're kind of seeing for this year?
That's what we hope. That's what we're going to work him. We're going to work him, and that's we would like to see him make. I think our goal this year is for him to get there, get a taste of the state tournament, and you know, and then of course you always hope the chips fall where they fall.
That's right.
I mean, it is Ohio, and it is the D1 state tournament, and that's a handful.
The chips have to fall your way.
They do. But you know, he's a great kid. He's a hard worker. He kind of came into his own last year. He really did. He got better. He was up 12-2 in that match when he got DQ'd. So it wasn't. It wasn't like, you know. It was. We feel good about his chances. He's just got to work for it.
Again, we're talking with Scott Peepers, head wrestling coach at Avon Lake, as our wrestling preview gets underway here at the Brew Kettle in Amherst. How much is already locked in, per se, as to what weight classes you're going to have kids at, and is there still some nebulous to it. Is that
you know,
a word?
I don't know.
Sean, is that a word? You're the writer here. But is there
a great word if it is.
Yeah, I'm
going
to have to use that one again.
You know, nothing's locked in at this point. That's why we have wrestle-offs every week, right? I've got a bunch of other kids, even though they're groans right there, I got some kids right behind them, and they're going to make them work. You know, we have a kid by the name of Adam Abushuker, works hard, worked all summer. Is he going to make the varsity? I'm not sure. He could. He put the work in. We've got John Perry, who's right behind Alec Negron. I mean, but it's a good match, you know. I can't say anything is set in stone, even with Alec, even though he's a tough kid. We had a couple kids come out this year that have been in our program previously. They're seniors this year. Said, you know, well, I'm coming back out, coach. And one kid by the name of Cutter Briggs, he'll probably be our 95 or 220. Tough kid, has had a lot of success in wrestling. Just did not wrestle last year for a multitude of reasons, but he's back out this year with his buddy Kyle Leach. And our big guys we feel pretty good about all our big guys from
football players there. Yeah.
Yes, yeah, and you're right. Cutter Briggs, Kyle Whitman, our heavyweight. Kyle Leach, he was Avon Lake center.
Right,
good kid, good football player, good wrestler. We have Will Daniger back as a senior. He'll probably be our 82 or our 70-pounder. We feel really good about our big guys this year.
Go ahead, Sean.
No, I was just going to say, following up on your question about the set in stone, I tell you what, that's something in this sport that's unique, that you can see a guy who spent the whole season on the bench, you know, this and that, finally win that wrestle-off right before sectionals, and he all of a sudden is your representative in the postseason. It's amazing. This sport is so different than other high school sports.
Nothing's ever set, right? It's all about hard work and effort and who has the heart and determination to come through.
Coach, going back to where we started, where you mentioned, you know, a few years ago, literally two kids to where you are now. Yeah. To what do you attribute that? I mean, why have you had this growth and just this phenomenal insurge of wrestling?
Oh, geez. I don't know if it's – I don't know. I'm not going to go with that it's that big, right? But I think that we started a real youth program a few years ago. You know, we have tons of coaches in there and a lot of family members that want to be a part of that program. I think that's important, you know, to get people. You know, wrestling's such an odd sport, really. If you've never been around it, and if you are around it, then it's almost like part of your life. It is a part of your life. Getting people to buy in at first isn't always an easy task. It's just not a sport that people watch on TV, people aren't around. And so, you know, a good youth program, getting them into your middle school program, having good middle school coaches, and then getting them into your varsity program for 4 years, that's the meal ticket. Very few people ever come out for wrestling and are good right away. I know very few. Very few. It's just not a natural sport.
That's what I was going to say. It's not a, like a lot of sports like basketball where you can be tall and this and that. And you have to, pretty much you can be born and have the potential to be a good wrestler. But to be an elite wrestler, oh, my gosh, the work you have to put in. You know, you see these kids out running, you know, on Thanksgiving and Christmas, and it's amazing the work that these guys put in.
It's definitely a commitment. And that's what I think sometimes kids shy away. They're not sure they can make that commitment. But once we find we get those kids in the program with around good coaches, about giving good advice, leading them in the right direction, then they typically buy in, and we feel pretty good at Avon Lake. You know, I nothing's on me. My whole coaching staff, I have such a, you know, when you got guys like John Kobos and Marcus Eppner and, you know, Jim Black, you guys, you know, Jim Black's been around forever. And when you have guys like that motivating kids, talking about success, reaching goals, eventually, it doesn't happen right away in wrestling. It takes a few years to build that. And we feel really good at this point after 4 years. Those 13 freshmen, they're not all still with us, but most of them are. And they're going to have good seasons. Are they going to be state qualifiers? I can't say that. But they're going to give us the work that we kind of demand, to be honest. They're going to do it, and they're going to do well and be the best they can be.
There you go. Coach, great to have you up here tonight.
Thank
man.
You
we
so
really
much.
Appreciate you stopping
this
by.
This is such a good thing for our sport, and we really appreciate it as a, you know, Lorraine coaches having you guys do this. And I understand you're going to do something on Fridays or Bob,
Thursdays.
Is it Thursdays? Bob Kobus and I were having a discussion what day that was going to be. But I know at Avon Lake I'm going to really promote our
– Oh, I know what you're talking about. We haven't plugged that yet. We got all sorts of things going on.
I'm sorry.
Well, Thursday we're doing the wrestling on the radio.
Okay.
And then, as Bob was referring – as was talking to you about, Sean and I are also going to do a weekly video where Sean and I, like right now, except – unfortunately, people are going to see us, but we're actually going to do a weekly video and talk about wrestling and so forth. So we're going to be on the radio every week. We're going to have a weekly video with Facebook and our individual websites with the Chronicle and WEOL. So, yeah, we're going to talk about it all winter long.
I think that's great. I think that helps promote our sport. And to be honest, it should be promoted here because we have some of the best wrestling in the United States. There's no doubt about that right here in Lorain County.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's the wrestling base, you know, that does that. I mean, I'd have been happy to do this for years. I got the energy to do it. I love the sport. I got the passion to it. But it's these guys coming forward and saying this is what we want that's made it happen. I mean, I can't believe. There's no place in America, I think, that has, you know, 8-page section, preview section. We do the long forecast magazine preview. We have this live radio show, weekly radio. Nobody. Nobody's doing that anywhere in America.
Yeah, and I want to agree with you because I've been coaching maybe 30 years. I hate to say that, but maybe longer. And from different states that I've coached in, nobody's ever done anything like I've seen the Chronicle do for high school sports. Whether it be, and I'm not just talking wrestling. I mean, I see what you guys do for football or even my daughter was a diver, and they always had a little plug for my daughter. And I've always appreciated what you guys do. So thanks so much, and appreciate you having me on the show. And
thanks for
you
coming
guys
up.
Take care.
Thanks,
right.
Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
Scott Peepers from Avon Lake joining us here at the head table. Yeah, we didn't even talk about the video. I was going to plug that.